Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Welcome in. Royals drop game one to the Red Sox. 9-5, your final score. Phone lines are open for you, and I'm really interested to see how you're handling this one tonight. 913-586-7610, because the last time we talked, following a Royals loss, y'all didn't handle it very well. A one-run loss in 11 innings on the road, and way too many of you had a meltdown on that post-game show. Well, this one was at home. This one did not require extra innings. And this one, once we reach the back half of the game, this one never felt close. Royals lose by 4. They remain a dozen games above 500, but I want to know how you're dealing with this one. Phone number, text line number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. If you were one of the more than 20,000 to turn out tonight, we're not going to make you wait on hold. We'll get you right to the front of the line. 913-586-7610. Hoping to see 20,000 plus tomorrow and on Wednesday. I know that's currently not the expectation, but I'm hoping that your opportunity to see this ball club that we've been waiting nearly a decade for, to see Bobby Witt Jr., a player you've been waiting your entire life for if you're under the age of 40. I'm hoping we see some big crowds coming up in Game 2 and Game 3 of this series. Now, as far as this 9-5 loss is concerned, I know that some of you at times get frustrated with me. Text line often calls me a know-it-all. If you feel as if I'm a know-it-all, man, I apologize. I try to live by the adage, especially when it comes to baseball, the man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all. You know, that's the camp that I'm in. So I apologize if I've ever come across as if I have it all figured out. I'm the furthest thing from someone that has this beautiful game figured out. But my diagnosis of this 9-5 loss is pretty simple. it's easy for me to turn the page after this one because the Royals just got straight up outplayed tonight. Boston starting pitcher James Paxton, the Big Maple, he was better than Brady Singer. Now, Brady Singer gave you a professional performance. Brady Singer gave you a Michael Wacha-esque performance. Or maybe the stuff wasn't sharp. And early on, it was not. Now, the fastball command was strong early on for Singer. First inning, that is. But the slider was abandoning him early. And when he would find a slider, the fastball command would go awry. James Paxton was better than Brady Singer. Boston's defense, which ranks in the bottom third of baseball. Boston's defense was better than the Royals' defense tonight. That catch that Rafaela made off of Michael Garcia's blast in the fifth inning, that was one of the slickest catches I've ever seen an opponent make here at Kauffman Stadium. Boston's base running was better as well. It's easy for me to turn this page because the way that the Royals lost tonight because of pitching, defense, and team speed, the Royals will have the advantage again tomorrow. The Royals will have the advantage in those three facets again coming up in the finale on Wednesday. Yes, they have the advantage tonight. And that quality group of professionals on the other side matched them. In fact, they did them one better. How are you feeling about this one? To me, I'm ready to get ready for tomorrow's game. I'm ready to watch Seth Lugo tomorrow night. Hopefully even this thing up at a game apiece. All right, let's hear from you. 913-586-7610. Henry was in the building tonight. Henry, what's your takeaway from this one, buddy?
You know, I think it was a solid game. You know, the crowd was buzzing. We were going at it. You know, it's always great to see some Royals baseball, right? And we're still into it this late in the year. I loved it. Pitching, though, come on. I think we got to be better. You know, we got to... Brady Singer giving up 10 hits. Come on now. I think he's got to clean that up a little. We got Zerpa. He was just getting diced all game. I don't know what that was. He gave up, what, 4 runs on 1 out? I don't know. Hey, love seeing the Royals baseball, and we're going to keep it going. We're not getting swept this series, and it's going to be a World Series victory. Let's go, baby.
I like it. Thanks for the phone call, Henry. No doubt about it. Angel Zerpa was, not good. Certainly not good. And you're right, Brady Singer did give up 10 hits. But when he needed to make the pitch, for the most part, he made the pitch. Held Boston 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Now, if you want to go pitch by pitch, you want to see how Singer gave up those 2 runs in the second inning, you're going to find yourself tipping your cap to Boston a lot. And I understand that's not what a fan base listening to a post-game show wants to do. But some of those opposite field line drives inside the third base bag, inside the first base bag, a bloop over the first baseman's head, a bloop over the third baseman's head, just a nice easy swing on a pitch in the middle. Boston earned this one. There's no shame in acknowledging that they too are a good team. I believe that you're better. And I believe you're going to have the advantage again tomorrow. You'll be favored to win tomorrow. You should win this series. Now, if they don't win the series, if they don't play to their standard, okay, maybe we could have a different conversation moving forward. But today, tonight, the standard was met. Your starting pitcher gave you a chance. Your defense was solid. Your base running was solid. You were just outplayed. You were just beat. Henry, thanks for the phone call. Season high, 10 hits allowed for Brady Singer. He did not record a 1-2-3 inning. But it could have and honestly should have been a lot worse for Singer. 2 on with 1 out in the first inning, and he locks it in and puts Rafi Devers and Colton Wong. It's not Colton Wong. Connor Wong. Devers and Wong, he puts them away swinging. He did it again in the third inning, a leadoff single by Yoshida. And Singer goes through Devers, Wong, and Dom Smith in order. Brady Singer wasn't the reason why you lost this game tonight. The reason why, in my opinion, the reason why you lost this game tonight was Boston was better, and Angel Zerpa was poor tonight. Zerpa gives up 4 runs on 5 hits, records 1 out. Let's go to Darren, who was one of the 20,000 in the building. What's going on, Darren?
Yeah, I agree with the last caller. I mean, you can't throw away this entire series after just losing one coming back from a road trip. I mean, with how we are this year, I don't see how we don't win this series, especially bouncing back the next 2 days. I think we got it in us, and I think it's going to go really well.
Oh, man, way to get me going. I appreciate it, Darren. Man, this is not what I was expecting, and you know what? That's on me. I apologize for that. Now, maybe I just got to wait a little bit. But so far, the individuals in the building have the right attitude. Royals are on pace to win 90 games despite tonight's loss. Cleveland lost, so the deficit in the division remains 5 games. 5 games back with 48 to play. 7 more with Cleveland. Man, I said this after the extra innings loss in Detroit. If you're hanging your head whatsoever, all you're doing is showing your youth. If you're slumped over in your chair right now, if you're driving home yelling at the kids because the Royals lost, you're just showing everyone that you're new to baseball. Because you're going to get beat. So long as you're not beating yourself, you know, so long as you're playing the type of baseball that got you to 12 games above 500, there's no shame in losing. And you should expect a win tomorrow. And it's a lot like I said earlier today on the On Deck Show. Royals fans, and we're hearing it so far, you guys are doing great. Royals fans need to start carrying themselves the way that they do when they're across the parking lot. I know Royals and this team is young, and you know, they don't have the experience that that team across the parking lot does. I get it. But what have you seen from this team this season that leads you to believe that they're scared? What have you seen from this team this season that leads you to believe that they care at all about what's happened in the past at Kauffman Stadium? Nobody in that dugout, clubhouse, front office, coach's room, owner's suite. No one wants to talk about 2023. It's over. It's in the past. It's deleted. We're now 114 games into this season. The Royals' rotation remains one of the 2-3 best in the American League, one of the 5 best in baseball. The defense, the base running, top 5 in baseball. Offense, top half in baseball. Bullpen trying to get there, right? trying to get to middle of the road. Hopefully the additions of Urseg and Harvey can help aid the Royals to middle of the road as far as a bullpen is concerned. But across the parking lot, they don't talk about the wild card. They're not endlessly following the wild card race. Hey, just get into the playoffs. That's all. No, they want a division. They don't care who's on the other sideline. When you go to Arrowhead, you don't care who they're playing. You showed up to watch Mahomes, Kelsey, Chris Jones, and to see a dub. That's what I want tomorrow. You're not here to see the Boston Red Sox. You're not here to follow a wild card chase. You're here to watch the Royals hunt down Cleveland and walk away with this American League Central title. You're here to watch Bobby Salvi, tomorrow you're here to watch Seth Lugo, and the Boston Red Sox are just in the way. They're just the meal. So stick that chest out. I know the boys just lost. I know it wasn't a very fun final hour plus. I get it. But I saw no reason to be deterred in my confidence moving forward. How about you? Let's go to Ryan in Olathe. Ryan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Hope your night's going well. So, yeah, obviously not the greatest night for the boys in blue. You know, Brady Singer, he was a fighter, though. His effort was respectable. You know, didn't have his best stuff, and he still nearly turned it into a quality start, if not for the base hit in the, I think it was the sixth inning.
Yep.
And just real respectable effort from Brady Singer. You know, I have the same sentiment as the former callers and, you know, what you were just talking about. I'm not shaken at all. We haven't lost this series. This is game one of the homestand. And, you know, we're coming back from a long road trip. We didn't get a day off. So, you know, it's reasonable that we'd lose this game. You know, baseball, you just lose games, like you were saying. And I'm just thanking my lucky stars that we're in a wild card race and that we are not the people in Oakland watching that miserable series as the White Sox look to make their losing streak 21.
Puke.
I'll listen off the air, Vern. Have a good night.
Yeah, you do the same. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. White Sox trailing in Oakland 4-1, bottom seven. White Sox staring loss 21 in a row in the face. Well, I'm loving this so far. Ryan, appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Tom, the Uber driver. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Tom, what's happening?
Hey, I'm just picking up a Uber Eats from Charlie Hooper right now.
Cool.
You know, the old y'alls, they lost one tonight, but man, am I grateful that I've been able to watch good baseball all year. But, you know, these series, we got a tough stretch up here in the dog days, and these are the teams that we got to beat if we want to be contenders. You know, there's no award for beating the White Sox a bunch of times. You got to beat good teams in order to be successful in the MLB.
You got to beat them all. If you want to get there at the end, you got to beat them all. I promise you this, Cleveland wishes they had a winning record against Chicago. Cleveland's 5-5 against the White Sox, so let's not diminish what the Royals did against Chicago, what they did against Detroit winning that season series. The goal is winning the division, right? That's my goal. Listen, yes, had you told me in March, hey, Vern, would you sign up for a wild card race? Of course I would have. But as we sit here today, I don't view the Royals as in a wild card race, like Ryan said earlier. They're in a division race. I mean, who isn't in the wild card race right now? Come on. Honestly, like 2/3 of the league, you could say, is in the wild card race. No, the Royals are in the division race. Now, maybe this is just me. Maybe I'm being the old man on the radio. But the Royals have still the fourth best run differential in baseball. I'm not going to treat them like they're Minnesota or Boston or Houston. They're better than those teams. They've had a better season than those teams. That's how I see it. Doesn't mean I'm right. That's certainly how I see it. Now, Brady Singer tonight saw his ERA balloon to 3.03. That's still top 10 in baseball. In fact, the Royals have four of the top 30 in baseball. Only team in the sport that can say that. Seth Lugo leads Major League Baseball with his ERA of 2.57. Brady Singer is now ninth in baseball with that 3.03 ERA. Cole Reagans, yeah, he's up there as well. He's 21st in baseball. And then Michael Wacha with his ERA just a shade above 3.5, 29th best in baseball. Four of the top 30 are your top four in your rotation. Again, stick the chest out. There isn't another team that can match you 1 through 4. Right? I mean, Philly's dealing with injuries, right? Isn't Ranger Suarez banged up and he's been struggling in the second half? Okay, Seattle. Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. I'll give you Seattle. They can't hit. Now, Julio can't find his MVP form. Stick the chest out, Kansas City. Let's go to Mike in Liberty. Mike, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were at the game tonight, and so I've seen him play the Red Sox and the Yankees in person, and I feel like each time we played those teams, I feel like we're overmatched. I feel like our pitching doesn't pitch with the same confidence, and I feel like we've struggled in those games, and it just has a different feeling in the ballpark. We've been to a few of the White Sox games, a few of the Tiger games, and I just feel a different energy in the ballpark when those teams versus the good teams in the league. And the other thing that concerns me is we're 12 games over 500, but the majority of those wins are against the White Sox and Detroit, if you're looking in the standings, and the rest of we're they do count the same, but we're under 500 against the rest of the teams we played this season. So I love watching the Royals this year. It's been the most fun I've had watching baseball in the last 5-6 years. It's must-watch TV in my house again. And so it's been a fun ride. I hope they prove me wrong, and I just hope we get it going.
I got you. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. A few things there. I think the reason why the vibe is different in the building, you talk about when the White Sox and Tigers are here, it's different than when the Yankees and Red Sox are here. Well, when the Tigers and White Sox are here, it's all Royals fans. When the Red Sox and Yankees show up, all those bozos from Olathe and Lee Summit that, oh, I've always been a Red Sox fan, they all show up. I mean, there were plenty of Red Sox fans here tonight. You heard the Let's Go Boston chants. So that's why the vibe is different. And yeah, I mean, if you want to go back and look at that Yankee series, that was the stretch where Michael Wacha was banged up when he was on the IL. And if you look at this team, when the top four starters are healthy compared to when Wacha was out, it's like a 3-run difference in ERA. Dan Altavilla got a start in that series. Alec Marsh pitched his tail off against the New York Yankees. I think Daniel Lynch may have made an appearance in that series. Yeah, but you're right. Listen, Yankees handled the Royals. I'm not going to fight you on that. But personally, I don't think the Yankees saw the good Royals. You could fight me if you want. I feel like we're nitpicking of, the Yankees take 3 of 4. You lose now 3 of 4 to Boston. I mean, we're discounting the other quality teams that this squad has played and beaten in a series. Right, we're not bringing up other first-place teams, other playoff-bound ball clubs. The Royals went 12-1 against the Chicago White Sox. I don't understand why that's being held against them. That doesn't make sense to me. Because where we sit right now, a little after 10:30 at night, on the 5th of August, where we sit right now, everything that's happened over the previous 114 games, it really doesn't matter. What matters is the Royals have 63 wins, and not many other teams in the American League do. I can promise you, the Red Sox and the Rays and the Mariners and these other teams wish they would have beaten more scrubs, so they could have 63 wins as we approach the final few weeks of the season. And don't worry, the Royals are going to get their opportunity. I've talked about it quite a few times. The 20-game stretch that is about 2.5 weeks away, I've coined it the Riptide. And I've talked about the deep end all season. Well, this is the final test. 20 straight games against playoff teams. A riptide so strong that it can pull this team under, below the water, and drown their postseason hopes. Or if this still relatively young team can relax and go with it, they'll make it to shore, and they'll make it to the postseason. 20 straight games. 7 against Cleveland, 4 in Houston, and a 3-game set with the Phillies, the Twins, and it wraps up with 3 in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. So you know what? We're going to find out. We'll find out if this is a team that just got fat and happy on the White Sox and Tigers. You're not going to make the playoffs without beating good teams, no doubt. Appreciate the phone call. Royals dropped Game 1 to the Boston Red Sox. Game 1 of a 3-game series. Royals have a pair of all-stars on the hill the next two nights. 9-5, your final. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, 2-1 after Bobby shoots one to the opposite field. Royals would tie it up thanks to a gift. It's not fair. I mean, Michael Massey, that wasn't a gift. Michael Massey ripped that thing 393 feet for a two-out triple in the fourth. And then Freddie Fermin dribbles one to the right side, and Red Sox starter James Paxton can't field it. So Freddie reaches, Massey comes in to score, and we're knotted up at 2 at the end of 4. 2-2 was the score when we get to the 6th inning. Brady Singer comes out at 84 pitches. He strikes out Dom Smith, and you're feeling good. Feeling as if Brady's going to do it. He's going to pull the rabbit out of the hat and somehow turn that stuff into a quality start. But in that 6th inning, Singer leaves a sweeper in the middle to Sogard. He rips it to right field for a one-out single. And then two batters later, Rafaela reaches out of the zone for a slider away, a two-out slider. With a man on first and two outs, Rafaela reaches outside the zone, bloops it into center field. He takes second base. And just like that, Singer's stuck. Second and third with two outs, and Matt Quatrero seen enough. He's not going to allow him to face Jaren Duran. He's not going to allow Brady Singer to face the Red Sox leadoff hitter, the All-Star Game MVP, not allowing him another chance at Duran. So he brings in Angel Zerpa, who falls behind in the count 2-1, 3-1. And then he shoots a 99-mile-per-hour sinker to the opposite field, just inside the foul line. Red Sox did a lot of that tonight. Some quality hits, some poorly located fastballs from both Zerpa and Singer. Add it all up, and it was a game in which, to summarize, Boston was just better. Their defense, their base running, their pitching, their offense. They won the game fair and square. Royals back at it tomorrow with Seth Lugo on the bump. Let's go to Finn in Kansas City. Finn, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to keep the optimism going. I thought there's some things we did well to take away from tonight. I liked Vinny staying hot, jumping on that first pitch of his last at bat. Massey was swinging the bat well with a triple and a double. We strung some doubles there in a row there at the end to chip away at the lead. And I liked DeJong's at-bat at the end of the game. For a guy who strikes out a lot, seeing him working a bat and get a walk there with, you know, two outs in the bottom of the ninth, I like that.
Yeah. I'm with you on it, Finn. I like hearing from you, bud. Hope we get a chance to chat after a victory sometime soon. Thanks for the phone call. All right, so yeah, after that Jaren Duran two-run double, both those runs charged to Brady Singer. Royals find themselves down 4-2 at the end of 6. Zerpa would give up another 4 runs in the 7th and turn this into what was going to be a laugher, 8-2. But yeah, as Finn points it out, 2 runs come in to score in the 7th. Adam Frazier with a terrific pinch hit plate appearance. Opposite field RBI single scores Michael Massey. Mikel Garcia hits a rocket to center to score Frazier. And listen, it's still a 4-run game, but the Royals are back in it, right? Down 4 at the end of 7. We've seen crazier things this season. But Chris Stratton gives another run back to the Red Sox in the eighth. Vinny gets a run back in the bottom half. Final score, Red Sox 9, Royals 5. Yeah, Vinny has now hit in 9 straight games in 15 of his last 16. And since the start of May, Vinny has an OPS of 798. Let's head up to Iowa City. Talk with Gus. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Gus.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a great night out the K, even though we lost. Spent the day out at Oceans of Fun. It was a great trip. Hey, I got a question about the fan experience, and especially on foul balls. I told my boys that there was going to be something that happened tonight that's never happened. We've been to the Kauffman probably, you know, close to 50 times, and it did. And I caught a foul ball, and I was feeling on top of the world. I was feeling great. I chased it down my aisle. But then there was a reaction from a group of people that said that I had taken it away from them. And I didn't know what the etiquette is on a foul ball because I didn't make any contact. You know, I brought my glove like I always do, and I chased it down, and I just reached up and caught it. I don't know what you guys think on that. Should I have let this adult pick this
ball
by, or should I have went after? I know.
No.
I just wanted you guys.
No, that's – I mean, that's so very 2024, though. You know, people
– It seems to be that way.
Yeah. And let me guess, the people that were offended were not even a part of it.
Not really. Not really. The whole family was jumping in and giving their 2 cents, and my son was hyped, but it took a little, it dampened the moment a little bit, but
yeah,
I didn't know what you guys think.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I appreciate the phone call. You guys handled it right. It's every man, woman, and child for themselves when it comes to a foul ball. I mean, I don't want to get on the soapbox, but you know, everyone's just so quick to be offended for someone else. You got a baseball game, for God's sakes. You want a baseball? Go get one yourself. And go buy one at the pro shop if you're not as quick as Gus and the boys. I'm glad you guys had a good time. Now, foul ball etiquette, to me, is you pick it up, it's yours. You don't have to give it to the kid right by you because you might have a kid at home that you want to give it to. You might have a niece or a nephew. Everyone's just so quick to stick their nose in everybody else's business like they know what's going on. Gus, drive safely. My best to the fam. I hope the kid said thanks a lot today because that's one heck of a trip. Oceans of Fun and a Royals game against the Boston Red Sox. You saw Bobby and Rafi Devers, and you went to Oceans of Fun. Oh, you better say thanks to Pops on that one. Chase was at the game. Chase was one of the more than 20,000 in the building. Chase, what'd you think of this 9-5 Royals loss?
Vern, hey, thanks for taking my call again. Tonight reminded me, I mean, we've had a couple conversations this year, and again, I want to keep it positive, so I'm going to end it positive. Last time we spoke, Denver game one, I said something along the lines of, you know, Hampton will figure it out, you know, in the ninth inning when he didn't get his bunt down. And you know, I'm not calling you out. I agree with everything you said about it as far as, you know, we've had so many games this year and it's time for them to figure it out. There's no learning anymore. And I think we need to take that, apply it to the bullpen. You know, no one's coming to save them. They're 100% back. I want to see them go out there and get the job done because at the end of the night, it came down to Zerpa, you know. With that being said, I'm going to be right back out there tomorrow. I love our boys. I'm fired up. Let's go win 2 tomorrow. I love you, Kansas City.
And we love you, Chase. Thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate it. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's hear what Brady Singer had to say after this, his 7th loss of the season.
It wasn't easy. Gave up a lot of hits and, you know, had a lot of base runners. But I just had to work out of some big jams there and just compete the best I could.
What was kind of your game plan going into it, knowing they had a bunch of lefties in the line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I feel like the sinker in was going to be a huge part of the night, and kind of just left a few over the middle of the plate there and gave us hits on it.
That pitch inconsistent for you tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, obviously trying to, you know, keep that on the inner third, and like I said, just kind of, and obviously with the run, you know, running it more towards the middle, definitely not what I'm trying to do.
The the slider too. How'd you feel with that? Being able, it looked like you were able to get some of them, but maybe not.
Yeah, no, I got some down. You know, slider hasn't been as good as I wanted it to last few outings. But yeah, I was able to get it, you know, more down tonight, and I used the sweeper and into the lefties a lot and got some swing and miss on that.
That double play in the fifth inning, I mean, how big was that to just keep them at bay there?
Yeah, huge. Obviously, you know, in the back of my mind there, trying to get that ball on the ground and, you know, let my defense work. Obviously, with Bobby and Matthew there up the middle, you know, we got a pretty good shot. So, yeah, just trying to get a ground ball there.
You faced these guys a couple of times now. What is the – makes them less so consistent at the play against you?
Yeah, I mean, just get to the team, you know, obviously. And, you know, like I said, left a lot of balls down the middle. You know, they were able to capitalize on it.
Seems like there were hard hits, but then you were able to keep them at bay with the strikeouts. I mean, how do you kind of balance that, knowing that you got the strikeouts stuff, but they were still putting the barrel on it?
Yeah, no, like I said, it was working around a lot of traffic tonight, and, you know, I was able to get out of some big situations. So that's a positive from tonight is, just like you said, keeping up bay and, you know, a couple of those innings there. So it was good.
I thought it was a very professional outing from Brady Singer. 5 2/3 innings of 4-run baseball on 10 hits, 6 punch outs, and a walk. Could have been, possibly should have been, a lot worse for Singer. 2 on, 1 out in the first, nobody scores. Leadoff man on in the third, he doesn't score. A 1-out single in the fourth with the top of the lineup coming up, nobody scores. 2 on, 1 out in the fifth. He just talked about the inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. Now, Von Helzerpa, easier said than done if he can get one of the best hitters out in baseball right now in Jarren Duran. If he can make... if he can get ahead in the count, maybe it's different. But honestly, that two-run double from the All-Star Game MVP, I'm tipping my cap. He waited back, shot it the other way. I thought Brady Singer pitched well. I'm not going to say Zerpa pitched well. Can't be falling behind as many counts as Angel did tonight. But Brady, yeah, I'm certainly not discouraged after this performance from Brady Singer. Royals lose 9-5. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll take a dive into the text line after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
The pitch. Garcia lines it into left center field, into the gap of base hit. Frazier's in to score easily. The ball rolls all the way to the wall. Garcia's to second with an RBI double. It's now 8-4.
8-4. Royals trying to start a rumor of a comeback. That's as close as they would get there in the seventh. Chris Stratton would give a run back in the eighth. Vinny would hit a home run in the eighth. That's how we arrive at our final score. Boston 9, Royals 5. Red Sox take game 1. Game 2 comes your way Tuesday night, 7:10 for the first pitch. Mikel Garcia, 2-for-5 tonight. And boy, oh boy, it was almost very... it was almost a very big night for Mikel. It was almost a three-hit night as... In that fifth inning, he just blasted that 1-1 offering from James Paxton. 409 feet to dead center field. And Zidane Rafaela, the shortstop slash center fielder, stole the show. The bases. But I don't know how many defensive plays by the opposition here at Kauffman Stadium I've seen better than that play right there by Rafaela. As he... darn near climbs the wall in center, and as he's approaching the center field wall, you know, he has his back to the infield. But he's looking over his shoulder at the fly ball off of the bat of Mikel Garcia, and as he's approaching the wall, he kind of turns his head towards the wall, but did he no-look that catch? That was impressive. And then impressive base running as he really didn't give Kyle Isbell a moment to think as he winds up on second base in that sixth inning. I thought Izzy got a little lackadaisical with the throw, but really it was great base running more so than it was bad defense. Again, and that to me was the story of this game. For as disappointing as certain moments in the game were as a Royals fan, the Red Sox earned the win more so than the Royals earned the loss. That's how I see it. They went out there and won the game. Well, speaking of winning games, do you know the last time the Chicago White Sox won a game? I'm really asking because I have no idea. They lost again tonight. 21 straight L's ties the 1988 Baltimore Orioles for longest losing streak in American League history. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Michael Garcia's seventh inning RBI double. Michael's hitting .281 since the All-Star break. Let's take a look at the text line, 913-586-7610. Let's see how the text line's feeling tonight. Rally Mantis. Vern, the only positive thing tonight was the Bobby Witt Jr. t-shirt giveaway and Bill Self getting booed. He did get booed. There were 20,000 in the building. I'd say 13,000 were booing him. 7,000 were cheering him and making a lot of noise. But yeah, I'd say 50, maybe not that many. I'd say it was like, 55-45 boos. Michael Massey was the only Royal to record, one of two Royals to record multiple hits. I told you Michael. Michael was the other. Massey, 2-for-4 with a triple and a double. He had this to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City about Red Sox starter James Paxton.
Veteran, knows what he's doing out there. Just crafty, works both sides of the plate, sinker, slider. So, obviously I can speak for a lefty. He made it tough to really get to anything. And it's really sinker on the inside corner and slider away. So he didn't miss middle much.
How tough is that breaking ball to hit? I think you got it in the
first at bat, yeah. It just felt like it was a little different. I faced him in the past before. Felt like it didn't have as much pop tonight. Felt like it just kind of went straight down. So, had to make an adjustment as the game went on. But, yeah, he was pretty sharp tonight.
Michael Massey blasted a two-out triple in the fourth inning, 393 feet to the right center field wall. He would score on an RBI infield knock from Freddie Fermin. And then in his third trip to the dish, he would roast a 2-1 offering to the wall in right center field, 107 miles per hour off of the bat of Michael Massey. Get this. The league average OPS of a second baseman, league average, is .671. Michael Massey's OPS as a second baseman this season is .793. More than 120 points higher than what the average team is receiving from its second baseman. 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 9-5 Royals loss are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Terry from Green Bay writes in, Vern, it was batting practice tonight for Boston. Not a great start to the homestand, but at least James MacArthur had a clean inning. Yeah, he did. He did, certainly, a nine-pitch ninth inning.
You're right. Shout-out Adam Frazier, great diving catch in left.
And that Rami Gonzalez ground out, he smoked that ball. But you're right. 1-2-3, 9 pitches. That's all James MacArthur needed. Hopefully he's smiling. Internally. No one's smiling in that clubhouse after a loss, but you understand what I'm saying. 913-586-7610. Speaking of Adam Frazier, A great diving catch in the ninth inning, and I mentioned that pinch hit RBI opposite field knock in the seventh. Adam Frazier's hitting .417 this season as a pinch hitter. .417. And he works a great at-bat. That was, a 6-7 pitch at-bat, and he just waits back and shoots it the other way. He saw a lot of good at-bats tonight. A lot of them came from Boston. And again, you know what? I think we should hear this. Let's play Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Let's hear what he had to say about his team's 9-5 victory against the Royals at the K. This audio courtesy of Nesson.
We hit the ball all over the place. We run the bases well. The kids did an amazing job in the bottom of the lineup, right? Sogie had a great game. Hammy did a good job. And we just kept putting pressure on them. They're going to keep fighting. They have a good team. And it took a lot, to go to the bullpen and try to get 27 outs. But give our guys credit. You know, they show up today. They did their job. And now we get a shot to win the series in, either tomorrow or the next day.
A catch by Rafaela. Is that about as good as it get?
He's so special,
All right, I don't care anymore. But yeah, okay. So that's kind of my takeaway, right? Boston earned that. Give them credit. They're a good team. Right, Chiefs fans, you give credit to other good teams. The 49ers are a good team. We respect the 49ers. Now we handle the 49ers, but you could respect a good team. I can respect that the Boston Red Sox are a good team. And by offering that respect, it's going to allow us even more happiness Wednesday night when the Royals take 2 of 3, right? Tomorrow, it's Seth Lugo on the hill for the boys as he squares off with fellow right-hander Brian Bayo. It's a 7:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. And shout out Freddie Fermin, picks up another knock. Freddie's hitting .306 this season when he finds his name in the starting lineup. I'm guessing he'll be back in there tomorrow, right? MJ Melendez sighting, see how he's feeling after that big 3-run home run yesterday. Get him in there against the righty Bayo. He dominates the Red Sox, right? JT Noah, thank you very much for your help back at the studio. Kansas City, thanks for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Take care.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.